This week, we're hearing a number of perspectives on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the Obama administration's plans to repeal the ban on openly gay people serving in the military. Today, we hear from some Marines. Zach Zimmerman is a Lance Corporal with the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment. His father is gay. One of our producers met him a couple of months ago in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Out on patrol, he talked about whether his fellow Marines know that his dad is gay and whether they give him a hard time about it.
Some of them do, but honestly, I've been to Iraq with most of these guys and now I'm here. If they got a problem with me because my dad's gay, they go f*** themselves. You know, I come out here every f***ing day like they do. I come out here every f***ing day like some of them don't do. If they want to judge me because my dad's gay, well, they go get a f*** themselves.
It's a full-throated Marine view. Lance Corporal Zimmerman was more reflective on the question of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy as he pushed through a cornfield carrying his machine gun.
But as far as the Don't Ask, Don't Tell here, that's a tough one. As a civilian, I would say the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is good or isn't good, and they should let, you know, gay people serve openly, but as a Marine, I just think it would, right now, just, the Marine Corps is not ready for it. You know, we got a lot of to worry about. And honestly, it's for both sides. Because there would be a Matthew Shepard incident, probably. Something along those lines. And, I mean, that would just be bad for America, bad for the Marine Corps, and bad for the gay community. So I think, you know, America's got to come to a better place on that before, you know, the military camp.
Lance Corporal Zimmerman referred there to Matthew Shepard, the young man tortured and murdered in Wyoming 12 years ago because he was gay. Well, that's the view of one Marine deployed in southern Afghanistan.